Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Third and goal at the five. Here comes Wimbley. Hunter intercepted by Rout. Wow, what a pick. Rout comes up with a big-time interception off the rookie Ponder.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. This is Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
How much you want to put on that?
I'll put a lot on that. Yeah, I had two players from Port Arthur.
How much you want to put on that?
I had two players from Port Arthur that I would pick up. I'd drive an hour, hour and a half to go get them, and they always talked about P.A.
Landry.
Port Arthur is
Landry.
P-A.
It's P-A-T. Landry, you're from right around the corner of DFW Airport.
Yep.
Grapevine, Texas.
Okay, yep. And I was born right by where you're from in Pflugerville. Like I said before, you ain't dodging bullets on the way to class. I can promise you that. I can promise you that. There's a reason. I can guarantee you that.
Landry, there were metal detectors at the doors of my high school.
Was not. There were metal detectors at most schools. There ain't no metal detectors at Pflugerville. Get the hell out of here with this lie. You believe this
Landry,
lie, Figgy?
The high school I went to was located in Austin. It was just in Pflugerville School District.
Oh, Austin? There you go.
Much like how you can
straight out of Compton. Oh my God, Austin? No way. How did you get out of Austin, Stanford? That is crazy,
Landry. I know that you.
That is insane. Landry. You, Nick Foles, Baker Mayfield,
Landry.
Drew Brees. Drew Brees, congratulations,
Landry.
Stanford.
Landry, I know that you love a certain institution in the city of Austin. I know that you do. Have you ever been east of that institution off of east of I-35?
I've been there.
You've been there?
I've been there.
What, you drove
many
through
times.
There?
I've
Real
been,
fast.
I've been. I just don't know how you made it out of Austin. I don't know how that happened.
I didn't.
It's a miracle we got Stanford here.
I did not say that Austin is like Compton or it's like the trap. I didn't say that. All I'm simply saying is every city has its area where it has humble beginnings.
Let's for sure, just go ahead and
say
sure,
that.
For sure.
That's all I'm saying.
For sure.
That's all I'm saying.
I'm just happy you're here with us.
Grapevine,
man.
I don't know of anything humble about Grapevine.
The hills. Go to the hill right there by the lake. If you want crystal meth, hit the hill.
I need to mediate this bet that's upcoming too. I want to remind everybody though that the Texans are hitting the field. We're going to keep you completely updated as it happens right here.
Stanford Rout in the building. And NFL cornerback.
Stanford Rout did his homework assignment. We gave him an extra week to prepare.
We did.
Because we were out on the field last week.
We did.
And it's actually developed a little more. We'll do that in about 15 minutes. Homework assignment. Excuse me, something went down my throat.
You all right there, buddy? My gosh.
Much better now.
Right?
Breaking down the cornerbacks.
Yeah.
Giving us grades on the cornerbacks.
He's making cuts.
Now he's got another.
Oh, I'm not making cuts.
No.
We're cutting people.
Now we've got another game that he evaluated. And they've got turnover in the cornerback room. So we'll get to that in about 15 minutes. But you guys were talking about a bet. Because my guy, Stanford Rout, is the defensive backs coach at St. Thomas. Shout out to the Eagles.
Yes.
What's up,
reigning
kids?
District champions.
Yep, and
with
you
six
said,
wins.
And you said,
reigning
what?
District champions, Landry.
There you go.
Just like what Bill O'Brien told everybody in the media,
yeah.
AFC South champions, get it right, put some respect on the name.
So now he's comparing himself
district
to Bill
champs,
O'Brien.
Yeah.
So you say they're not going to win more than five games this year?
No, first you said three.
We'll give them five. We'll give them five.
Yeah, I think their win total goes down a little bit. Sorry,
that's
kids.
That's quite all right. That's quite all right because hey, J Lo, among other people, but I'm just going to say myself, I'm used to being doubted. I'm used to being doubted.
Go.
Those kids were doubted before they went into the game against St. Pius.
I'm rooting for you, kids.
Versus Grant Gunnell, state record holder in passing yards and passing touchdowns. And those kids went in there and they beat St. Pius.
There you go.
Grant Gunnell is going to have a great career at University of Arizona, but those kids are district champions. So, Landry, put some respect on their name.
There you go.
I'm putting respect on their
name.
What
are we betting? What are y'all betting?
No, this is my reason. Let me just give my analysis so I don't look like just a hater to these kids.
Okay.
Gerard Johnson's in Indianapolis with the Colts.
Right.
Shout out to Gerard.
Yeah.
He was a coach out there last year.
He's changed their offense completely.
I'm not like Stanford. I actually think he had a good impact out there. So I think that it's going to be hard to replace him. So I don't think they're going to reach the six wins.
Oh, wow. Nice play on words.
So you're saying addition by subtraction?
No,
with
that's
Gerard,
not what I said. That's not what I said. What I said is we will be just fine. Okay. Now
you're still running Gerard's offense.
Yes, we're still running his offense. Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you this. Because of Vic Fangio leaving the Chicago Bears, now going to the Denver Broncos, I guess the Chicago Bears defense is just going to become trash. You go ahead and tell that to those 11 defenders on that defense side of the ball and see what their response would be to you, Landry.
There you
Probably wouldn't be too good. What's his name? Kyle Long might hit me with the helmet and start throwing up on the sidelines. So got to be careful there. But I'm rooting for you, Stanford. You know, we'll get an update and a coaching assessment on how you do. I just feel like some big shoes to fill with Gerard. I feel like Gerard kept you in check too. So I'm worried about your coaching.
Oh man.
I'm worried about Stanford. He did a good job last year with the DBs, but I feel like he had a good coaching mentor in Gerard Johnson. Jeez. And Gerard's not there, so I'm worried about the DB discipline this year.
See, Landry,
we'll see.
Landry right now,
that's just hate.
Landry right now, what he's doing, he's trying to appeal to the Leo inside him. He's trying to get me fired up. He's trying.
Yep.
But because I'm 36 now.
You're a leader.
And I'm a little bit older, and I've now learned over the years, I'm not going to let Landry get to me.
You're not taking the bait?
I'm not taking the bait, even though I want to. I want to so bad right now.
That's so good. I want to come across that table and strangle
you. Go around the NFL with Stanford Route, one of the fastest cornerbacks to ever do it. Pride of U of H and Austin, the mean streets of Austin. Cowboys agreed to a contract extension yesterday. It wasn't Dak Prescott. It wasn't Amari Cooper. It wasn't Zeke Elliott. Instead, they give a 5-year, $64 million extension that includes $35.5 million guaranteed to linebacker Jalen Smith, who's going to get $20 million over the next 16 months. So basically they're going to front load it to make it team friendly. It's the third highest guarantee at that position. He was slated to make $1.3 million in 2019, a huge pay increase and an extension by the Dallas Cowboys. Smart business by the Cowboys, Stanford.
Yeah, I definitely think it's smart business. The Cowboys have a lot of young talent that they're going to have to take care of. They're not going to be able to keep everybody, but I think that Jalen Smith is someone who is relatively quiet. He comes to work with his hard hat and his lunch pail. He just works. Obviously, you see that he has not missed a game. Damn near hasn't even missed a play over the last 2 years after sitting out all of 2016 with all the nerve damage he had in the knee after that catastrophic injury in the bowl game back his last year in Notre Dame.
Fiesta Bowl against Ohio State.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think that he's one of the best players at his position in the NFL. Obviously, was on the NFL top 100 list. I think his best years are still ahead of him, and I can't see anything wrong with this deal that they made with him yesterday.
And go ahead, Lopez.
He's just an incredible story of perseverance.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely.
Second round pick would have been a top 10 pick.
Would have been a top 10 pick. And beyond that, I mean, he had a complete blowout. I mean, just like a career ender, and there's not a lot, you know, because of the medical advances, there's not a whole lot of injuries that are absolute career enders now. A hip is still a career ender. Achilles.
Back's up there.
Achilles isn't even a career ender anymore.
Back's up there, though.
But back is not
you
a career
see
ender.
Emmanuel Sanders moving with that Achilles the other
right.
day?
But that nerve damage that he had is a career ender, and it's not for him.
Emmanuel Sanders made Deontay Foreman look pretty bad the other day.
Yeah.
He tore his Achilles in week 13 last year, and he's out there just breaking boys off. A little bit crazy. I think the other interesting angle here is, number one, Deshaun Watson knows Jalen Smith can lay the wood because he pretty much made him take a bus to a game last year when he hit him on the one-yard line. Other thing, Cowboys get rewarded for basically making a draft pick, not for the coming season, but for the future. They draft Jalen Smith in the second round. He doesn't play his rookie year. It's kind of the same thing the Titans did with their late first-round pick this year, Jeffrey Simmons out of Mississippi State, who got hurt at training for the Combine. They made their first-round selection, number 19, drafted a guy that probably would have been a top 10 pick.
Mm-hmm.
They're basically going to stash him away, and if it pays off dividends for the Titans like it did the Cowboys, it's going to be bad news for the Texans.
Yeah, no, and that's a growing thing. What's his name in Jacksonville, the linebacker?
Miles Jack.
Miles Jack was stashed away, and he's...
Same draft as Jalen Smith.
And he's a big-time player.
UCLA.
Yeah.
Also played a little bit of offense there at UCLA. I just mentioned Deontay Foreman. He's going to miss the season with a torn bicep. One game with the Colts tears his bicep. This will mean he's going to miss 37 of the first 48 games of his NFL career. Not good for a running back. It's I don't know. I don't even know what to say about that. That's just not a very good situation for Deontay Foreman, to say the very least.
Yeah, whenever I see situations like that, or like a Corey Coleman with the way he tore his ACL for the Giants early in training camp, it's so disheartening, because it just goes to show that so much of playing at the next level, playing at the highest level you can have, whether it be the NBA with DeMarcus Cousins or the NFL or Major League Baseball, so much of it really just comes down to just good fortune.
Yeah.
Because Corey Coleman didn't do anything wrong to actually tear his ACL.
Yeah.
Deontay Foreman didn't do anything wrong tearing his bicep. It just comes down to just simply good fortune and just not being on the wrong side of the injury bug when it comes to bite. And I think that the Jalen Smith situation shows that with perseverance and just actually dedication to your craft and just believing that everything will work out, I do believe that there's always a way to bounce back. There's always a way to do
there is a way for him to bounce back. I think there's part of him, Stanford. I mean, he got released from the Texans. His career was on the rocks anyway. I think there's part of him that says, well, at least I get paid this year.
Yeah.
Because there's no guarantee he was going to make the Colts. They brought in another running back when they brought him in. And they have two that they like.
So, yeah, because who's the starting running back over there? It's
where at?
Gosh,
the Colts. It's
off the top of
Marlon
my head.
Mack.
That's it, Marlon Mack. Yeah, I think that.
And they like that another guy, Nieheim or something like that. They like him, and they brought in another one. What I'm saying is maybe he just needs to press reset altogether. At least he's getting paid this year.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that you always can fall back on, is that, you know what, I'm not out of a job. I'm still able to actually collect a check and have some sort of income. But Deontay Foreman, for him coming out of UT, leading the league in rushing yards, basically, I feel one of the guys that should have been more talked about for the Heisman Trophy, but obviously UT didn't have enough of a winning record for him to really get that sort of consideration.
Not as a bad year.
I think that a guy like him, he still has his best years ahead of him. I just think he just needs to be in a situation where he actually has a chance and he can stay healthy. And I think that he can be anybody in the league's at least number two back.
He's just got to stay focused too, because they were saying he was losing focus out here. You just got to stay focused and keep rehabbing. Someone in your draft class, number four overall selection in 2005, Cedric Benson, passed away over the weekend, a motorcycle accident. I don't know if you had any run-ins with Cedric Benson, if you knew him. I look at him as, regardless of what happened in college, regardless of what would have happened in the NFL, and he had a good college career, what he did under the Friday Night Lights, three state championships, 15 touchdowns in those games.
Middle-ly.
He was always going to be a legend around these parts.
No question.
Sad story.
No question. I think, winning three straight titles, sophomore, junior, senior
8,000 yards.
Being like the top recruit in the country at the time. Midland Lee High School, legendary, obviously, that Odessa Permian, Midland Lee, that rivalry. I think that when he went to UT, obviously, we came out of high school the same year. I remember as soon as he got there, Ivan Williams transferred. Because
number 26.
Yes, exactly, because he knew what was coming with Cedric Benson. And obviously, he went there, he balled out, he did his thing, won the Doak Walker Award the last year, and then obviously goes number four in my draft class to the Chicago Bears. And I met Ced, I think, once or twice, because we played against UT back in college, and then obviously we played against the Bears back in my years in the league. And I tell you this, obviously strong running back. He wasn't necessarily the fastest guy or the strongest, but he was just simply one
had
of the best.
That vision.
Yeah, he was just simply one of the
balance.
Best.
Balance. He stayed on his feet so well.
And the thing is, man, I tell you, the most eerie part about all of this, and I know I'm kind of going off on a tangent here, is, man, the social media aspect of now what has become with posting stories, this, that, and the other.
I didn't even watch the video.
You should have.
Wait, they had a video of it?
Well, no, not.
A video of the fire.
No, not that. That was horrific in itself. Mm-hmm. But what I'm simply saying is his last Instagram story was a picture of his motorcycle saying my Saturday night with hearts. And to me, I don't know how other people feel, but it's almost kind of like you're looking at some sort of foreshadowing. It's like you're looking at a ghost almost.
Yeah.
Because you can literally almost, like a forensic scientist, pinpoint exactly the cause of the
when
death.
Happened,
let's say you didn't. Let's say you didn't know. But that's always kind of like an eerie feeling for me. I don't know how you guys.
And there was
feel.
Video of the fire, and I didn't even watch.
I don't watch all that. I don't understand people watching videos like that. Texans on the practice field. Could I interest you in a Matt Khalil update?
Yeah, you can.
I'll give it to you after the break, and we're also going to take a close look at the cornerbacks with former NFL cornerback Stanford Route. Keep it locked. The status of Matt Khalil and a breakdown of your Texans corners with Stanford Route next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.